I am Boutros, Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
If I can make it, then here I'll stay. Ashes and bottle caps, string and timber resting on my lap. Coffee stains in an old book, these pages I'll take a look. Spent time in my old town, eager men fighting for the crown.
Yeah.
Welcome to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. Just after 6 p.m. on this lovely Thursday evening. Thank you for joining us. My name's Christian.
I'm Fleur, and welcome to the show. We've got a pretty exciting show for you today, don't we?
We do. There's a big event coming up at around 6:30. We're pretty excited. We're having Sage McBride of Shred Kelly on to chat a little bit about their new album, which that last track was off of, and she's gonna do a Are You Aware mixtape. So.
Yeah, it's really exciting. The new album's called Sing to the Night, and they're actually going to be performing at this weekend.
Yes.
Where is it again?
Electric Owl.
Electric Owl on Saturday.
Yeah.
So we thought, you know what? Let's get them in the studio, talk about the new album, talk about their philanthropic work. They're heavily involved with some youth work, which we'll talk about later on. But yeah, we're really excited. We're phoning her. She's up in, I think, Kelowna right now.
Yeah.
So it's throughout the region of BC that we'll be talking tonight. And Are You Aware mixtapes? We haven't had an interview. We haven't had an artist on since the Deers a couple of years ago. We've been trying our damnedest, but no one wants to talk to us until now.
Shred Kelly Sage is a good introduction back into the AYA mixtapes.
Exactly. And Are You Aware mixtapes? We actually asked the artists, we make them do homework before they come on the show. So I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Sometimes they always say it's so hard what we ask them to do, but we basically ask them to choose three songs that inspire them to be involved in social justice and positive change, and then they get to choose one of their own songs that reflect their sentiments around philanthropy and social justice.
Yeah, and Sage and Shred Kelly have given us some good ones, four great songs. So
they have, and they're very cool because they actually gave us a couple of extras.
Yeah.
And they said, just in case, so I think they got into it. We'll find out how hard it was for them to choose those songs in the next little while. But before Sage comes on the show at 6:30, we've got some tracks for you.
Yeah, so coming up, we've got the Boom Booms. This track is called You Know from the 2011 album called Hot Rum. They're a six-piece indie soul band right here in Vancouver. They made a name for themselves as Road Warriors, though, touring all across the globe, Vancouver to Panama in a Scamper RV, and as well the United States twice in a yellow school bus. They've been influenced by their travel, and they released their Latin Lace debut album, Hot Rum, in 2011. Their sophomore release with Grammy Award-winning producer Chin Injeti, Love Is Overdue, came out October 4th of 2014.
Yeah, and ever since 2011, they've been hosting a music festival in East Vancouver in the summer. And it's an evolution of the band's charity block parties that began in 2009. The festival is their way of giving back to the community that raised them. Proceeds from the fundraiser, which in the past has featured the Rascals, the Funk Hunters, and the New Royals, go to the band's non-profit, The Music Tree. In the past years, The Music Tree has donated money to organizations like Vancouver-based Click, Contributing to Lives of Inner City Kids. That's a very cool little title. And St. James Music Academy, as well as numerous international charities. In 2011, the festival raised $6,500, and the following year doubled that with $13,000 raised for the organizations. So this year it'll be happening in July, and they're actually playing the Imperial on March 13th. And you checked out the Imperial the other day, didn't you?
I did, yeah. First time to the Imperial last weekend, and I love the venue. It's great. Yeah. Why is it good? You know, great sound.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the sound system there is amazing. The stage, the view, it's elevated enough that you have a great view from anywhere in the room.
And that's very important for me because I'm vertically challenged.
You are vertically challenged. Yes, you'll love the Imperial. So, yeah, go check out the Boom Booms there, and look out for more shows at the Imperial.
All right, yeah. We'll be back in a little while, and at 6:30 we'll be talking with Sage from Shred Kelly, so don't move a finger.
You know what I want to do with you, girl. So what I got to do to your girl to be the thief in your mind, 'cause I've been building my own world one brick at a time, and it just keeps getting better.
keeps getting better. Every day. It wake you coming from a great flame, follows a little spark. You can probably lay my soul to waste. Just lay your little fingers on my face. You got that little light in your eyes. You made me wanna take it so slow. I had it back from just getting high. I'll be the one to bring you real low. And we've been kicking it every day now, but I'm always saving my best for you. So if you like it, come on, throw your hands up and do that little dance, cause it's like fire burning up the shadows in me. Now I know that there's somebody headed to me. It's like fire burning up the shadows in me. And I wanna thank you for being that somebody praying for me. I wanna do with you, girl. So, what I got to do to your girl to be the thief in your mind? Cause I've been building my own world one brick at a time.
Fun Drive 2015. 0, 10,000, 20,000, 30,000, 40,000, zin.
Fun Drive 2015 has concluded with a bang. We're almost at our $40,000 goal, which will allow us to complete the digitization of our reel-to-reel archives and make decades worth of independent radio history accessible online. And because our current site is full of kinks and always on the verge of
meltdown,
this money will go towards a new website which will make accessing CITR easier than ever before. For less than the price of a coffee, pledge to help preserve CITR's past and future. Or donate more and receive great prizes. CITR apparel, framed Discorder art, a new tape which collects historic live music from CITR, and more. Go online at citr.ca to pledge. Donate today, and let's get digital.
Thank you.
this is Jack Levine from Austin, Texas. You're listening to Are You Aware on 101.9 CITR Vancouver.
Liberated, I'm liberated enough. I'm taking one last look as I leave it to rust. 'Cause it seems to me I'm just another jagged gem. And we're both cut from the same stuff. I think I'm what I'm thinking of. Celebrating, I celebrated enough. I take a deep, deep breath and it's filling my lungs. And I start to feel like I'm another shining stone among the everlasting rough. Are you thinking what I'm thinking of? Are you thinking what I'm thinking of? Are you thinking what I'm thinking of? When every other kid on the block has a shotgun, I never know the difference between the toys and the real ones. When every other kid on the block has a problem, I'm just one. I'm just one.
Listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver, the beautiful Vancouver. And that was Tokyo Police Club with their song Toy Guns from their album Force Field.
Yeah, so Tokyo Police Club's from Newmarket, Ontario. They formed in 2005 while the band was still in high school. Force Field was their third full-length album, released March of 2014, so about a year ago. And the band designed a t-shirt for the Yellow Bird Project recently. It's a new shirt that's just on their website. You can find it at www.yellowbirdproject.com. Sales of the t-shirt support the Society for Canadian Women in Science and Technology.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And I was... I Beeping Love Science. Do you ever follow those guys?
You've showed me some of their material.
Yeah, and International Women's Day last week, they were posting all these women that you should know about that have done amazing things in science.
So. Oh, excellent.
Yes, bring on the scientists. And then in the middle, we had Humans with their song Tell Me from their 2014 album Noontide. They're actually a Canadian indie electronic pop duo from Vancouver. We are playing the Canadian music today. It's very cool.
High on CanCon.
Yeah.
Love it.
Love it. They have opened for the likes of Broken Social Scene, Junior Boys, and the Crystal Method as well. And they're starting a tour tomorrow in Fredericton, New Brunswick, and they play Celebrities Nightclub on March 28th.
Yeah.
check them out. I love their sound.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, we're 5 minutes away from having Sage on the show from Shred Kelly. While we get her on the line, we're going to play another song from their new album, Sing to the Night. This was the song you chose. Why did you choose this
song? Yeah, I just really like the sound. It was it's probably the song that stood out to me the most when I listened to the album. So here's Person of Heart by Shred Kelly on Are You Aware?
I am a person of heart, but I can't see you in the dark. In darkness, I lost the beat inside of a storm. But if you reach through the thick of the fog, write your words and I'll write your song. Just keep on and don't forget what was before. When the universe gets mean, when you is all I need, don't know how much more of me you could take. So dance and keep on track. Be the mortar in the nicks and the cracks, and I'll love you more than this storm loves rain. And so I shed my
we'll be right back.
they welcome back spring with a huge concert, Equinox.
My soul is on fire.
On Friday, March 20th at 7:30 p.m. at the Pit Pub, featuring live music from Labidos, Color the Wild, Collect Call, System Skyline, Colin Weeks with the Banana Boys, and a surprise DJ. This will surely be a night you don't want to miss. Friday, March 20th, 2015.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. That was Shred Kelly with Start Again off their latest album called Sing to the Night. Shred Kelly is a formulation of Friends and Foot Stompin' Good Times, born in the East Kootenays of BC, hailing from the town of Fernie. The five-piece band is best known for mixing claw hammer banjo riffs with layered ambient synth, high voltage guitar, fierce drums, and hauntingly sweet vocal harmonies that produce a sound properly coined stoke folk, which
love
I really
that.
Like. They were awarded 2012 Artist of the Year at the Kootenay Music Awards and more recently finished in the top 12 of the 2014 Peak Performance Project. And they released their third full-length album in late January, as I said, titled Sing to the Night. They're playing Vancouver at the Electric Owl on Saturday, March 14th. And we have vocalist and keyboard player Sage McBride joining us on the line from a tour stop in Kelowna. Thanks for being on the show, Sage.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. It's always touch and go when we do a phone interview coming in. We're like, is the board going to work? Are we going to get the right phone call? So thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us. You've been pretty busy today by the sounds of things.
Yeah, we just did a live CBC radio broadcast in Kelowna for an hour. So we performed 7 songs and did an interview there. And then we drove from Revelstoke and we have a show tonight at the Habitat in Kelowna too.
Wow.
When do you sleep?
We just kind of just drink coffee all day and then we sleep later when we get back from tour.
So you're currently completing a Cross Canada tour and you have a string of shows this week in BC, playing the Electric Owl this weekend in Vancouver. And just in general, how are things going on the road so far?
Yeah, things have been amazing. We are on the East Coast, which the weather was a little less ideal than what it's been like on the West Coast at the moment.
Yeah, I've seen the news.
Everywhere we went was kind of they advertised as the coldest day of the year in each kind of area. But so it's nice to be back on the West Coast where the weather is, I'm just wearing a sweater right now instead of 4 pairs of pants and mitts. So that's really nice.
So what kind of car are you driving when you're over there? I guess you've got to have a 4-wheel truck to get through all that snow and ice and everything.
If only. We unfortunately just had our rental van that had all wheel tires. So we just took it slow.
Well, now you've learned your lesson to only go on tours on the East Coast in the summertime and fall then.
Yeah, the shows were great though, so it was definitely worth the trip. And we were kind of lucky. We ended up on the East Coast in between both of their major snowstorms, so we kind of lucked out with not getting caught in one.
Nice, nice.
And how's the new album been received by fans thus far?
Yeah, it's been really great. We're kind of overwhelmed with people with all the positive things we've been hearing. So it was definitely a new sound, although it definitely had some of the old qualities of our older music as well. But everyone seems to really be enjoying it, which is great for us because we create music that we really love and that we like to listen to. And so it's really great when other people can take part in that and enjoy it too.
Was this wasn't your first tour on the East Coast, was it?
No, this was our third.
So, you know, starting out from where you were to now where you are, you must see such a difference in how many fans are coming to the show, who's coming to the show, that kind of thing. What have you noticed over the last few years of touring?
Yeah, that was the best part about our tour in the East. When we went, the first time we went, we didn't really have, all of our shows were sort of poorly attended, and if anyone came, it was mostly kind of family members or friends, and then a few people who might have just been in the bar anyway. So it was really amazing to have got to go there this time and to see how the fan base has grown, even though we've been mostly in the West. And so it was really incredible to realize, like, oh, we have a fan base over here now, which when we first went didn't exist. So it was a really great overall experience for us.
We know how you feel. Every time we get a phone call from someone listening to our show and it's not one of our friends or family members, we're pretty stoked too. So.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Definitely.
They're not paid to come and see you, right?
So. Yeah, exactly.
you mentioned your sound earlier and how it's changed slightly. Shred Kelly has a really unique sound, and I was just wondering how you would describe it to people that haven't listened to your music before.
So it's really, really high-energy folk rock. So it's... a friend of ours, actually, the first time we went to the East Coast, she said it's stoke folk. It's folk-inspired music that gets you stoked. So we're kind of more like a rock band with a banjo, but we play really high energy danceable music, which has influences from folk and pop and punk and alternative music.
So what are your influences? There's five of you, four or five. It's five of you in the band, right?
Yeah, five of us.
So do you have similar influences, or is someone at the Christian rock side, someone's in the like heavy metal side? Like, how do you differentiate and come to a consensus?
Yeah, I think that's what kind of makes it so great, is that we all have similar interests and bands that we all agree on, and then we all have different interests as well. So Tim, the banjo player, he grew up listening to a lot of punk rock. And then later he started listening a bit more to Canadian bands like Elliot Brood and Old Man Ludica, who has banjo influence. And then I grew up kind of listening to bands like Death Cab for Cutie, and when I was sort of in my late teens, early adulthood, I listened to Metric. So, and then our guitar player listens to a lot of Fish, and so there's just kind of we all listen to a lot of different music, but then somehow we all create songs that we can somehow agree on, which is kind of neat.
Quite the mix, though. A lot of stuff that I grew up listening to, actually, as well. So.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Your third album, Sing to the Night, was just released in late January, and I noticed that you worked with John Critchley again. Can you tell us a little bit about that relationship?
Yeah, John Critchley, we worked with him on our last album, In the Hills. And he did a really amazing job, and it was kind of our first time working with a producer, and he pulled things out of us that we kind of didn't know were in there, and he really taught us a lot about looking at a song in a new way. And so we learned a lot from the first experience about self-editing, but he's just an incredible producer, and he kind of captured what he doesn't overproduce, but he really pays attention to the details. So he captures the live sound, and we're a band that's known for being a live act, so it was really important for us to sort of have that energy on an album and to not sound so different on an album than we would live. So we wanted it to be closely related, and he just has an incredible ear for music and an incredible way of capturing what it is we're about. So we decided to do Sing to the Night with him as well.
Cool. Yeah, a little sidebar conversation. My uncle actually played in a band with him for 10 years. So.
No way!
Yeah. I thought it was kind of cool that he produced your last two albums.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
13 Engines, they're great.
Yeah, 13 Engines, that's the band. glad you heard.
It's so cute.
You've heard of them. Yeah.
So talking about your new album, do you have any favorite tracks on that album that you're extremely proud of? And can you tell us why you're so proud of the tracks?
Well, we're definitely proud of our song Sing to the Night, which is the title track of the album, which kind of captures everything that we aim to do as a band. There's sort of like the punk drum beat, but then there's sort of the softer parts of it, just sort of the intro, which is a bit softer, and it has heartfelt lyrics. So it's sort of that song kind of captures everything that we try to emulate at a live show and with our music. So that one's we really love a lot. And then we all kind of have different favorite songs. I also really like the song Going Sideways, just because Tim uses a cello banjo, which is an instrument that we only use on that song. And it's just a little softer and sort of a dip in the album, which is really sort of a breath of fresh air for me. So those two I'm really partial to, but other band members would probably pick two completely different ones.
Well, that's how it all works, right? You guys all have different tastes, and you bring something new and different to the live and the album as well, the live shows and the album as well. So very cool.
Yeah. As always on Are You Aware interviews, we ask artists to choose three songs that inspire them to be involved in positive change, and then choose one of their own songs that mirror their sentiments around social justice. So you've chosen four songs. Can you tell us about your first song choice? It's the Propaganda one.
Yeah, for sure. That was actually that was a pick by Tim. So we all kind of collaborated on our choices, and so Tim's a big Propaganda fan, so he chose that one. And we played with a band, the Magnificent Sevens, who do a really cool bluegrass cover of the song. So that's actually where I've heard more of the song, was from their rendition of it. But it's about the rise of an unsustainable consumption-based society, and then about how it will also be its downfall.
Yeah, okay. Interesting. I love propaganda myself, so I was pretty pumped to see that on your list. So we're going to play that, and then we'll come back and chat with you a little bit more. So here's Propaganda with today's Empires, Tomorrow Ashes on Are You Aware? You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. And we've got Sage McBride of Shred Kelly on the line from the Fernie Band that is currently on tour. They're in Kelowna now, and they'll be in Vancouver at the Electric Owl on Saturday. That was their first track of their Are You Aware mixtapes. And three more tracks to come soon.
Yeah, so that was Propaganda, Today's Empires, Tomorrow's Ashes. And it was as great as Propaganda can be. Lots of drums, lots of hardcore music. Were you bopping to that one, Sage?
Oh, yeah, I was bopping. we were walking down the street to go get Indian food in Kelowna, and I was bopping down the street.
Nice. Good work. Now, my question before, we have a couple of other questions, but something popped into my head while you were talking, and I was going to ask, so how big will you have to be to make the move from Fernie down to, say, Vancouver, or, heaven forbid, move to Toronto?
Oh, we actually got asked this earlier today too. We concluded that if we tour enough, that we may be able to stay in Fernie, and then just tour a lot and travel whenever we need to go to a bigger center to do whatever business needs to be done.
Fair enough. Well, Fernie's a beautiful place, so why would you want to leave? Basically,
exactly. It's beautiful.
So my question to you, you know, you guys gave us so much great information when I was talking to your manager, and one thing that I work for a youth organization, so I was really stoked on the fact that you guys all work for youth organizations as well. And so when you're not on tour, three of you work with youth in the Elk Valley. So tell us a little bit about who you work for, not only you, but the other band members, and then what inspired you to work with youth.
So Tim and Jordan work with the Ministry of Children and Families, and they do sort of like the Big Brother program. So they work with kids who need a positive male role model in their life, and they do activities in the community with them. And both of them are just so kind and sensitive, and I think that they're just drawn to helping others and doing a work that allows them to do that. And I work as an early childhood educator, so I work with kids in the community as well. So, growing up, I was always really excited about babysitting and creating games for kids and activities, and also doing the same thing, helping kids learn. So we all sort of were just drawn, and I think as musicians, we're definitely sensitive people, so it sort of makes sense that we would be attracted to helping others as well.
That's an interesting side note about the guys, because I work for Big Sisters, so
we're
so many connections here tonight. It's awesome.
So our song Stereo was actually inspired by that, which is off our most recent release, Sing to the Night, and it was sort of written along those lines, because we all do that sort of work. So it was kind of written inspired by one story of one of the families that we know, and sort of how music is an outlet for an escape sort of from things that, and it kind of applies to all of us when it's a distraction for maybe things that aren't going right in our lives. So it's really neat to see some kids who maybe don't come from the greatest places, and they're able to use music as an outlet for happiness and escape.
Absolutely, it really takes you away from whatever you're suffering in your everyday life to something, you know, it gives you that sense of hope. That's why we do what we do with music on IUO. You know, it's the universal language. It brings people together and inspires people to make positive change. Now, through you guys working with youth and obviously having your show, you've kind of become by default fundraisers and event coordinators and concert promoters, haven't you?
Yeah, we've been, this year we threw a color run, and it raised money for the Emily Bryden Youth Foundation, and also for the Fernie Art Station to go into a youth programming fund, and also we did one online for Music Count. So yeah, so we're really, it's really important for us to sort of give youth those opportunities. And I come from a small town. Before I moved to Fernie, I was from a town called Menaki, Ontario. And it was, it's kind of difficult for teens and youth to sometimes get the opportunities that they need in the arts. And so it's really important for us to kind of contribute and give back so that youth can kind of have the opportunity to have the same opportunities that we have.
And you're thinking of doing this annually, right?
Yeah, definitely. We had a great time. This next year, though, we'll definitely delegate more. We played after the color run. So we organized the color run and ran the barbecue, and then we played the show after. So I think this year we will just round up more people so that while we're on stage, we're not like, who's having the barbecue?
I feel your pain. I used to organize rock concerts, and I've done events and benefit concerts and all that fun stuff. So you sort of get to a point where you're like, why am I doing everything? Delegation is key.
Yeah, and I think just asking for help, everyone wants to help, and you don't want to inconvenience people, and then you're like, no, people don't mind. People love to help, especially when it's a community event. People would be happy to step forward. So I think we'll just remember that for next year.
Yeah, absolutely. And what inspired you to choose those two charities for this year, or last year, I should say?
Our community has been really supportive of us as a band. When we first started, and we were not really a great band at all, our community was really supportive and always coming out to shows and giving us opportunities that sort of gave us the practice and the confidence to take our music elsewhere and get out on the road. So it was important for us to sort of give back to the community, because we are really involved in the community of Fernie. And then Music Counts, we just wanted to sort of reach out and have a bigger reach. And it seemed that for our online fans and our online community, that Music Counts would be a great thing that people can donate to and get involved with, because it's sort of Canada-wide. So it's something that if you weren't from Kearney, our fans could still have a connection to.
Well, you guys are definitely examples of doing it right. I wish more bands were like you guys, that's for sure.
Oh, thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit about your last three song choices and how they inspire you to get involved in positive change?
Yeah, so we're really big fans of Old Man Ludica. He's actually one of the inspirations of why how our band started. So Woe Betide, the doer of the deed, is he sings about the greedy bankers and corporate bailouts during the economic collapse in 2008. And we're kind of with sort of everything that's happening in Canada at the moment that really speaks to us because it appears as though we could be on the verge of something similar. So it just forces us all to think about how we can help our environment and while still helping our economy. So just to be conscious of how we can, you know, shop local and still support local businesses and promote environmental change at the same time.
Excellent, excellent. And how about the Loon Choir track?
Loon Choir, they're really special to us as well. We went on tour with Loon Choir a few summers ago, so we became really close friends. And Derek, who's the lead singer, he is so passionate on stage, and all of his songs have a message. And when he performs, you see the passion of what he's trying to say. And so it really makes you, after watching a live performance, you really have to go home and listen to the lyrics of all of his songs, because they always have something really powerful to say and something really meaningful, and you can see it in his performance. And so that song is about the oceans rising if we kind of stay on the course as we are, and sort of the damage that we're causing without even really being aware of it or taking the time to make the change or notice it.
You've chosen some really fantastic tracks. Was it hard to choose?
Yeah, it was really hard to choose. yeah, it's difficult because we wanted, there's so many out there, but we wanted to choose all Canadian musicians just because it's great. We also like to support our local Canadian artists, and so we chose all Canadian tracks, although there's tracks from all over the world that have great messages.
Yeah, great songs. And before we get to playing them, we have one last question for you, and that is, if you had one message to give to the world, what would it be?
The message would be just to be more present, to just take notice of the world around you and just live every moment to the fullest, because it's a beautiful world that we live in, and it's our job to keep it that way.
I couldn't have said it better myself. That was perfect. You're such an amazing person. Your music is fantastic. We've so enjoyed you on the show. You're such an eloquent speaker. So keep producing all your great music. And before you go, why don't you do a plug for your show this week?
We will be playing at the Electric Owl on Saturday night with a couple of our friends, the Wild Romantics. So definitely come out to that. I believe the show starts at 8.
Eight, and you'll be on, say, 9-ish?
We're on, or maybe doors are at 7. The show, I think, starts at 8, and we're on at 9:30.
Okay, classic. Well, thank you so much for taking the time out of your incredibly busy schedule to chat to us today. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Well, you go in, our pleasure, and you go and enjoy the Indian.
Yeah, we will.
Thanks, Sage.
Take care.
And we're going to play Old Man Ludikai with Woe Betide, the Doer of the Deed, on Are You Aware?
Say, well, but safe. Then the banks took the money and closed the door. And when the bottom fell out, we heard you scream and shout. But it's daily that the suffering plays out. Crushing pain of our debts, the way you drove your country to the ground. As we say, woe betide the doer of the poor. Your entitlement bloodies foreign shores. And when the heroes come home, you leave them all alone. You've no use for their subprime broken bones. We won't forget the crushing pain of our deaths, the way you drove your country to the ground. As we say, woe betide the doer of the deed. Woe betide the doer of the deed. Woe betide the doer of the deed.
Union Events presents LA-based indie rock shoegazers Francisco the Man
and Big Heart performing music from their debut album Loose Ends
from Fat Possum Records
in Vancouver, March 28th at the Media Club. Advance tickets available now at Ticketify.com, UnionEvents.com,
Zulu Records, and Red Cat Records.
mixtapes, mixtapes, baby. Mixtapes, 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 baby. Mixtapes, mixtapes.
Are You Aware mixtapes on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Times that you would wish that there must be more than this outside these walls. 'Cause it wasn't what you thought, you got given what you got, and it's all that you know. And they can't make up their minds, and it's flipping.
Damn, that's some good banjo. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And huge shout out to Sage and the Shred Kelly Gang for not... That sounds like... I'm thinking Ned Kelly's
there. They sound like outlaws.
I know. I was like, well, I'm just having a moment with Australian history for a second. That was Shred Kelly with their song Stereo from their most recent album, Sing to the Night. It was so good to have Sage on the show talking to us about all the wonderful things that Shred Kelly are up to on stage and off stage.
Yeah, yeah. It was a wonderful interview. She speaks quite well, as
smart
you
lady.
Said earlier. And they picked some great music. They picked some great tracks for their Are You Aware mixtapes.
So do you wanna give people?
Yeah, we'll give you the rundown. So the first track was Propagandy, Today's Empires, Tomorrow's Ashes. Then Old Man Ludeci with Woe Betide, the Doer of the Deed. then Loon Choir with All Boats Don't Rise, and then the last one there was their own Stereo from their latest album. So,
and they chose only Canadian music, which was pretty cool. They really talk about supporting not only Canadian music but independent music as well. So very cool stuff.
Yeah, and they've got a show Saturday. So yeah, make sure you get out there and get to the Electric Owl on Saturday night for Shred Kelly.
Yeah, absolutely. Support local music. So we've only got a little bit of time left to put in a whole bunch of songs before the end of the show, and we say sayonara for 2 weeks. So you chose the next song, and you chose it because you went to the show on Friday.
Yeah, so I saw these guys last weekend at the Imperial in Vancouver. It's John and Roy. We're going to play a track from their latest album called By My Side. So they're from the island, from Victoria. They're folk rock and reggae. And singer-songwriter and guitarist John Middleton and percussionist Roy Visser. They met at university, UVic, and began as a two-piece. They've since added a bass player, so a third member. And By My Side was their fifth studio album.
And they're another band that's using their music and their celebrity for a good cause. When they played Rifflandia, that great summer festival that happens in Victoria every year, haven't been there yet, would love to go. Maybe that's
on the list.
Yeah, it's probably in August while I'm away. But anyway, last fall during Rifflandia, they actually played, John and Roy played the War Child Lounge at the Atrium in Victoria, and all money from ticket sales went to War Child Canada. War Child's such a fantastic organization, and they're huge supporters of not only independent music through their compilation CDs, but obviously providing access to education, opportunity, and justice for children that have been affected in war communities or war areas in those pretty horrific areas like Sudan, Jordan, Afghanistan, South Sudan, and the Democratic Republic of Congo and Uganda. They act as a facilitator in assisting war-torn areas to recover from conflict. And a very interesting stat is that 95% of the children, of their overseas staffs are actually recruited from the community that the charity is working in. So therefore empowering not only the children that are involved in their program, but the adults in the area as well. Very cool organization, Love War Child. You can buy their albums, you can donate directly to them, but support a really good course.
Yeah, so here's John and Roy with Every Night on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Oh, I want your love. Oh, I want your love every night, every night. Lay your bald head down. Lay your bald head down next to mine. Next to mine. On that cool rock. On their cool bright morning, I will come. I will come. Oh, I'm coming. Come in for you now. Oh, wow. Come in for you now. Oh, wow. Come in for you right.
enough.
Hey UBC, you know what's easier to get over than your midterm grades?
A 12-foot wall!
Grab four friends and
swim, sprint, bike,
run and storm the wall.
Don't miss out on one of UBC's most iconic experiences. Register by March 13th.
March 13th at stormthewall.ca. No need to be afraid of heights when four friends have your back. Storm the wall, get over it. Come experience it. March 22nd to March 26th.
With no friends standing near, all of my days. I cried aloud, I shook my hands, what I'm doing here, all of these days. For I look around me, and my eyes confound me. Just too bright as the days keep turning into night.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. That was Alexei Murdoch with All My Days from his album called Time Without Consequence. Murdoch was born in London to a Greek father and Scottish-French mother, raised in Greece until he was 10. He actually turned down advances from record labels, opting to release his music independently, which I have crazy amounts of respect for.
And he continues to reject record labels and, you know, obviously hold total creative control over his music. And that song actually came from a great film called Away We Go that came out a few years ago. So it's a beautiful song for a beautiful film. So go check that out. It's got Maya Rudolph in it and John, I can never say his last name, Krasinski from The Office.
Oh, yeah, I think you nailed it.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go with that. So before that, we also, well, just, we had James Vincent McMorrow with his song, his breakout hit of a cover of Higher Love. He's an Irish singer-songwriter, and he released his first album in February 2010 called Early in the Morning. He then, in 2011, recorded a cover of Higher Love for his charity album, Silver Lining. Very, very cool. Well, we don't have very much time left, and we wanted to play one last Shred Kelly song.
Yeah, so we just want to thank Sage McBride again of Shred Kelly. They're playing the Electric Owl this Saturday in Vancouver. Go check them out. And we're going to play Bear, which is off their last album called
the
In
Bear.
The Hills.
The Bear. That was my typo.
Oh, there you go. The Bear from In the Hills. So we're leaving you here with Shred Kelly.
This is my favorite song.
This is Fleur's favorite song. We'll be back at you in 2 weeks' time. And until then,
be good to one another. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Plainly see, yeah. smile as it widens on your face is like a child.